listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the National News Briefing. A grand jury has voted to indict Donald Trump. The former US president has been anticipating this for a couple of weeks as he's investigated for his alleged role in hush money paid to a porn star during the 2016 election. Foreign expert Dr. Keith Suter has told us it's a huge moment in history.
First time an American president has been indicted in this way. It's been done via the grand jury system, which has been meeting in secret. So this will be the first time an American president will be put on trial.
Trump has released a statement calling it a political witch hunt that will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The Prime Minister hasn't given any hints this morning on how much the government thinks pay packets should rise for our lowest paid workers. It'll make its submission to Fair Work today on the annual wage review. The unions are calling for 7% while businesses want 4%. And Anthony Albanese, well, he's remained tight-lipped.
The submission will be released later today. And when you see the submission, you'll see it's in line with the values that my government have. And it's a Fair Work Commission will make its decision independently of the government.
Meantime, the federal court has made a landmark decision on public holiday work just days out from the Easter long weekend. The change will require Aussie employers to ask workers if they want to work a public holiday. Gone are the days that we'd be rostered on without us agreeing. And Australia has lost one of its biggest stars of the airwaves from the 80s and 90s, with radio and TV personality Doug Mulray passing away overnight, age 71. Southern Cross Stereo boss Grant Blackley has paid tribute, remembering his cheeky personality, while this listener, Laith, has recalled the moment he met the radio royalty.
Sitting on the wharf just having a beer at the main wharf at Hamilton Island, and this guy walks up and like, wow, your face looks a little bit familiar, and he had long hair and that. And then as soon as he started talking, and you can recognise that voice a bloody mile.
Some big outs for tonight's Richmond Collingwood AFL blockbuster. The Tigers are without Dustin Martin, Jacob Hooper, Jaden Short and a suspended Nathan Broad. So former AFL star Lee Montagna is tipping a Magpies win.
I'm going Collingwood to beat Richmond. Pies humming, few injuries maybe at Tigerland. So I'm going to go with Collingwood. I think they are playing scintillating footy.
The Pies are missing Mason Cox, replaced by Ash Johnson. Last night, Jamara Ugal-Hagan put a week of hell behind him, bagging 5 goals as the Bulldogs burst their winless start to the season with a 14-point victory over the Lions. The Raiders are without suspended star Jack Whiten for tonight's NRL Friday night showdown with Penrith. The Dally M medalist made headlines this week when it became public he'll consider his option for next year. League legend Mark Geyer is tipping the Panthers will shrug off their patchy start to the season.
You know, it's going to take a while for them to get going, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing them in the fight, losing games that they would normally ice. So, look, I think they'll bounce back to some form against the Raiders. I think Jack Whiten is a massive out for them.
In the later clash, South Sydney is out to claim back-to-back wins over Melbourne Storm for the first time.